So let us leave just a certain X. But by the way, this morning you realized that between the end of the 69th week, which was on the very day when the Lord Jesus, just before, 5 days before crucifixion, entered Jerusalem, then this time stopped. And there was also a little X up to Pentecost. But really a little X of several weeks, not of several decades or centuries. You see? And so, by analogy, you don't have to wait here for centuries in between, because things will, according to the Bible, take place as an escalation. So, just to be very precise, we have these 7 years afterwards, but these years are divided into two parts. 3.5 years, the hour of temptation, and then the great tribulation, again, 3.5 years. And what splits this period of 7 years in two, this is the most important event. The Antichrist will profane the temple, the third temple in Jerusalem, because he will be an enemy of the third temple. And he places an idol there called Matthew 24:15, the abomination of desolation. And he himself will sit in the most holy place of the third temple, 2 Thessalonians 2:4. So there will be, in fact, two abominations. And in fact, Daniel 9:27 speaks in the plural about the abominations of desolation. But when the Lord Jesus in Matthew 24:15 speaks about the abomination of desolation, he speaks only in the singular. Why? Because he says to his Jewish followers, when you will see the abomination of desolation, they will only see the idol on the temple place, but they cannot see Antichrist inside the most holy, because they cannot have a look there. But when they will see the idol on the temple place, then they will know that the great tribulation will begin. So, we had 69 weeks of 7 years from the time of Nehemiah when he rebuilt Jerusalem up to the coming of Jesus Christ as Prince on Sunday of Palms, 32 AD. Then the time of prophecy stopped, but Daniel 9 explains that Messiah will be killed and then Jerusalem and the second temple will be destroyed. So there is a long time in between the 69th week of years and the 70th week of year. And this is exactly the time of the church, which was a mystery in the Old Testament, as I explained already this morning. The Holy Ghost came to dwell in the church on the day of Pentecost, and he will go away together with the church on the day of rapture, which in the Old Testament was a mystery not revealed in the scriptures of the Old Testament, only in the New Testament. And then will begin the 70th week of years in the book of Daniel. First, by the hour of temptation, and then the great tribulation. But the church will be kept off the hour of temptation. I already explained this morning that then will take place a revival in Israel. A remnant will come to know the Lord. Isaiah 10:21, the remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob unto the mighty God. That's most beautiful. Mighty God in Hebrew is El Gibor. And this expression, this name of God, you find one other time in the Bible. Just one chapter before. Isaiah 9, a child is born for us, and a son is given. And his name is, and you find four double names of Messiah. And one of these names is El Gibor, Mighty God. So, when the remnant, after rapture, will return to El Gibor, this means they will return and seek Messiah, which is God, El Gibor, Mighty God, and man in one person. Man, a child is born to us. So he is a man. But when he is called El Gibor, he is God. And so the remnant of Israel will realize Messiah is God. Isaiah 37:32, for out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. The Mount Zion is the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Here is the western wall at Mount Zion in eastern Jerusalem. From there will go out the revival. That's really amazing. First, 144,000, Revelation 7, and also chapter 14, speaks about this first fruit people. This is just the beginning of the great harvest. Therefore, they are called first fruits. And then, one third out of all Israel in the land will come to know the Lord. Zechariah 13, verse 8. And this remnant will be interested in the third temple. You see here a model made by Orthodox Jews in Jerusalem of the third temple with the inner court and the altar, the entering to the temple house. So, they are zealous already now to build the third temple. And only since the 1990s, the exact spot of the Most Holy is known. Absolutely clearly known as being the rock today in the Dome of the Rock. But I explained this morning that in a six-day war, exactly 50 years ago, the Israeli army conquered the Temple Mount. So, after nearly 2,000 years, for the first time, the Temple Mount is in Jewish hands. And so this longing of 2,000 years to build the third temple entered in a totally new stage, and the Temple Institute in Jerusalem is preparing the temple vessels for the upcoming temple. Now, in this time period when the third temple that is already prepared will be present, we read about the beginning of the 70th week of years. Daniel 9:27, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week of years. Who is he? That's not very clear. He. But if you go in the text, word by word back, searching for the last person mentioned, you will find, and the people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The people. This people was the Roman people that destroyed in the year 70 AD Jerusalem, the city, and the second temple, the sanctuary. But the text speaks about the people of the prince who is to come, of the coming prince. So this is a leader out of the Roman Empire. And when verse 27 speaks about he, the text speaks about a new ruler of the restored Western Roman Empire in the last days. And he will make a covenant with many for 1 week of years, for 7 years.